latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Council members from Torrey Beacons Lost Verity's Green Party are asking to see contracts relating to the government's expenditure for Torrey Beacons' involvement in the Fitur tourism events. The request has come about following the head of the PP in Orihuela, Pepe Ferrando, being charged with criminal offences relating to the award of work, with allegations that the official public tender process was bypassed by splitting contracts into amounts that fell within the amount where work could be allocated without going through the procedure, but always awarded to the same companies. The Los Verdes in Torrey Beacons are suspicious that the same activity could have taken place in contracts awarded by the town hall there, and therefore wish to confirm whether there has been any wrongdoing by the PP in Torrey Beacons, as is the case in Orihuela when Ferrando was a councillor for tourism during the previous government administration. According to the Los Verdes in a statement, the proceedings opened by the Alicante provincial prosecutor make it abundantly clear that recruitment of these services by the municipality of Orihuela could have committed a number of criminal offences due to alleged rigging of procurement procedures for the sole purpose of infringing and violating the principles governing the contracts of public administrations. Ferrando, meanwhile, has issued a statement protesting her innocence, claiming to have written to the judge to request a speedy hearing, at which time she says she's in no doubt that her innocence will be proven. Ferrando also refused to step down as mayoral candidate and head of the party on account of her claims of innocence. Ferrando took over as the head of the PP after Monica Llorente was forced to step aside given the rules of the regional PP that anybody charged in connection with corruption cases would not be allowed to lead or stand for election. A number of other PP members are currently facing corruption charges, some six of the current team, and have not yet asked for speedy trials. The Los Verdes in Torrey Beacons hope that by the government team agreeing to disclose the documents to them, they'll be able to confirm whether or not Torrey Beacons' involvement may be subject to similar scrutiny. For more details on this case and the history of both situations, check out the website www.theleader.info.
Excite Radio.